الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected brothers and elders, inshallah for a few minutes we'll just touch on a very important and pertinent topic that relates to every one of us, and that's the topic of rida bil qada, which simply means to be happy, to be content with the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to question, object, and ask, why me, not him, why like this, not like that, to submit entirely before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and accept every decision of his wholeheartedly, being happy that Allah has decided this for you, Allah has chosen this for you. Repeatedly in the Quran, Allah reminds us that Allah does as he wills. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that appears in Sunan At-Tirmidhi, إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءُ مَعَ عِظَمِ الْبَلَاءُ. The greater the test you experience in this world, the greater your reward in the year after. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. When Allah loves a certain group, a certain nation, Allah puts them through some test, some difficulty in this world. And that is to expiate their sins, to raise their ranks. It's a means of them coming closer to the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says at the end of this hadith, فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطْ فَلَهُ السَّخَطْ. Whoever is pleased and happy with the divine decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has certainly earned the pleasure and happiness of his Creator. And whoever is displeased, is upset, is angry with the decision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has passed for him, then let him know he has earned the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah save us all. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he once mentioned to his people, ذِرْوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ أَرْبَعُ. The pinnacle, the climax of iman, the highest level you can aspire for, is when there are certain qualities in your life, and one of the first qualities is al-rida bil-qadr, when you are happy with whatever has been written in your destiny. This is one of the highest levels a person can reach in the field of suluk. Shaykh Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahimahullah, the Shaykh of Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab rahimahullah, he was once asked, is there any stage higher than the stage of ikhlas, sincerity? And he replied, yes indeed. And that is the stage of rida bil qada, where you submit entirely to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look into the lives of our pious salaf and our pious predecessors, there are many incidents, numerous stories that will clearly indicate to the high level that they enjoyed of rida bil qada, being happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll just mention one short story. And that is the story of a very great imam of this ummah, who was a genius and a giant of Islam, an asset to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is none other than Urwa bin Zubair rahimahullah, the nephew of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. Whoever goes through the six famous compilations of ahadith, he will find that this narrator's name is one of the most repeated names that come again and again in the Sihah Sitta. He narrated the most number of ahadith from Aisha radiallahu anha. Nonetheless, he was very learned, very great. People respected him. Once the Khalifa, Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he sent a message to Urwa bin Zubair, commanding him to come to his palace and pay him a visit. And the Khalifa lived a distant away from Urwa bin Zubair. The message reaches him and he accepted the offer and decided to undertake this great journey. Unlike today, travels of those days were very tedious, cumbersome, very challenging. At times they had to walk through rocky terrains, they had to cross and walk through slippery surfaces, had to enter such places of risk and hazard, where robbers would come and loot their wealth, kill all the travelers. Nonetheless, he undertakes his great journey, and he takes his youngest child, Muhammad bin Urwa, and makes him accompany him on this journey. After traveling so many miles, so many days, weeks went by. By the time he reached the palace of the Khalifa, his leg had turned gangrene, had become septic. The Khalifa immediately ordered all the doctors to come and inspect his leg and then give some decision what needs to be done. All the doctors came, had a look at his leg, and they all unanimously agreed that it is very, very critical, and thus he needs the leg to be amputated immediately. The news goes to Urwa bin Zubair, and he accepts the decision of the doctors, and then a time for the operation was set. Prior to the operation, as he's going now to get his entire leg amputated, the doctors come up to him and they offer him some intoxicant that will put him off to sleep so he won't feel the excruciating pain of the cutting and the slicing of his leg. Urwa bin Zubair replies and says, "Kalla wallah, by Allah, I will never accept this drink. Instead, do the operation whilst I'm engaged in salah. For when I'm busy in salah, I forget all that is around me." Like this, he commenced with his salah. Allahu Akbar, engrossed, absorbed in his salah, such level of devotion, the entire operation was carried out, and he was still in salah. After the operation was carried out, his entire leg was removed. Hot boiling oil was now taken and put on the joint of his leg and his knee to prevent the blood from continuing. As this was put and placed on the joint of his knee, he falls unconscious due to the severe heat of the oil. In the meantime, the Khalifa comes to pay his condolences. He now regains his consciousness. He wakes up from that state. Khalifa on his side, people around him. "Oh Imam, you are very grieved, you are very sad. You have lost your leg. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you." Look at the reply of this Imam, which is a lesson for you and I. Look at the level of rida bil qada. How happy he was with whatever Allah has decided for him. He raises his hands and he says, "Allahumma innaka a'taytani arba'an. أبقيت لي ثلاثا وأخذت واحدا فلك الحمد ولك المنة." Oh Allah, I praise you. Oh Allah, I glorify you. You blessed me with four limbs, two hands and two legs. You decided to take one and leave behind three. Oh Allah, I praise you for this. In the meantime, his son Muhammad bin Urwa, trying to get the horse prepared for the journey back home to Medina Tayyiba, in the stable at that time. And that horse was very stubborn, very difficult. The horse then attacked him, dropped him to the ground, began to kick him until he breathed his last and he left this world. On one side his leg is amputated, on this side his son has passed away. The Khalifa comes again. "Oh Imam, we are very sad to break the news to you. Your son has left this world." Again he raises his hands. "Allahumma innaka a'taytani thamaniyan, abqayta li sab'an wa akhadhta wahidan, falaka alhamd." Oh Allah, you blessed me with 8 sons. Oh Allah, you blessed me with 8 children. You took away one and kept behind for me 7. Oh Allah, I praise you for this ni'mah you've blessed me with. He then continues traveling. He leaves the Khalifa's palace and he moves back home to Medina Tayyiba. En route, he sees a very elderly man who had turned blind. This man approached Imam Urwa bin Zubair and tells him, "Give me a few minutes. Listen to my incident." Urwa bin Zubair says, "Yes, by all means, go ahead." And now this elderly man who is blind, he starts to relate his story. And he gives his experience of life. He says, "I lived in a certain town. I enjoyed the best of health, the most amount of wealth. I lived in a lap of comfort and luxury. I ate the best, drank the best. Whatever you can name it, I had it with me. Until the divine decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been passed for a very huge destructive flood to come and destroy my entire town, that came and destroyed all my belongings, took the lives of all of my family, except for my one camel, which was used as a conveyance, and my one little child who was still in infant stage, still a little baby at that time." He says, "I went into an uncontrollable panic. I lost my family, my wealth, my belongings, just my child in my hand and my camel on this side. And the thought that came to mind, that rescue your child and leave immediately. So I began to pull the reins of my camel, carry my child in my hand. But this camel was very stubborn, was very difficult. It refused to come with me. And it broke loose and began to run away from me. In that excitement, I never realized what I'm doing. I placed my baby on the ground and I ran behind in chase of my camel. As I'm running behind, trying to get control of this animal, I hear a loud scream from behind. I turn around, lo and behold, there's a wolf about to devour my little baby on the ground. And this baby is about to be eaten by this wolf. I run back to rescue my child. And by the time I reach, he has already been eaten up by this wolf. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." He says, "I went back to my camel to leave this town. And as I reach and I come closer, this animal kicks me in my eye, causes me to turn blind." Urwa bin Zubair is shocked. He's taken aback hearing the story. Tells him, oh man, what is your message? What do you have to say? And look at the reply of this ordinary person. Allah has blessed him with this quality of rida bil qada. He says, how can I not praise my Allah? How can I not praise Allah for having my heart still intact, for keeping my tongue intact, for keeping my ears intact? So many ni'mat of Allah I'm still blessed with. How can I not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is one of the highest levels of iman a person can reach. Not look too far back, even in our own community. There are so many people who are going through a difficult patch in life, going through some difficulty, some halat, some hardships, but they are happy with whatever Allah has decided for them. Such people, they should receive glad tidings. فَلَهُ الرِّضَى Nabi alayhi salam said, if you are happy with the divine decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know well, Allah, He Himself is happy with you. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to remove the sufferings of the ummah and grant us this great quality of rida bil qada. Wa akhru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Suratul Mulk. Read Suratul Mulk every night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily a surah from the Quran consisting of 30 ayat intercede for a person until he was pardoned. And that was, Tabarakal ladhi biyadihil mulk. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Suratul Mulk will continue interceding on behalf of its reader until he, the reader, is pardoned by Allah ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the surah of Tabarak is a great protector and deliverer. It protects and frees one from the azab of the qabr. Beloved reader, do read the surah every night, either between the Maghrib and Isha Salah or after the Isha Salah. Inshallah, the surah will become instrumental in saving you from the tormenting punishment of the qabr.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أم من يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين أم يقولون افتراه بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون وقالوا أئذا ضللنا في الأرض أئنا لفي خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون أولم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين قل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينظرون فأعرض عنهم وانتظر إنهم منتظرون صدق الله.
فتي صلاة سلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم، اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم، صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسل له بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of increasing durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last week, Friday after Fajr, we had a short talk on the virtues of durood sharif. Inshallah, the clip should be available. Listen to it. The main thing is to implement it. All our mashayikh and buzughani deen, all of them, they encourage excessive recitation of durood sharif. Whatever problem you have, you read Durood Sharif, inshallah your problem will get solved. Besides that, the great virtues, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh has mentioned approximately more than 30 different fawaid, benefits of Durood Sharif. One Durood you read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 blessings you're getting. 10 sins, minor sins are forgiven. 10 ranks and stages in Jannat are elevated for you. Just one Durood Sharif. Besides that, there are so many other virtues, and different Durood have got different virtues also. So when you're going to work, whether we're going to school, college, madrasa, coming to the masjid, it will cost us nothing to read Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think of the sacrifices he made for you and I, and just recite Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will bring us khair, barakat in this dunya and in the akhirat. Our mashayikh, especially in the month of Ramadan, I was there in Madinah Sharif, few of the mashayikh who I met, all of them said, Durood Sharif, khub pehlao, spread it in abundance, make everybody read Durood Sharif. At home also, make our children read Durood Sharif. With our family members also, Durood Sharif, kasrat. Alhamdulillah, in this masjid from years with Fadl and Karam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah alayhi and his 40 durood. From years they have been reciting, we continue reciting. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has compiled this kitab, made it easy for us from different ahadith he has extracted and made it easy for us to recite these durood sharif upon Rasulullah. But whatever durood you know, the easiest one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, easy. So you come early to the masjid also. Sometimes you don't know what to do. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. Allah, Allah. Read durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mothers at home, you are cooking. Make Allah, Allah. Read durood sharif upon Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Blow on the food, inshallah, husband will love you even more. Read durood sharif. You will see the barakat. You will see how close, and then the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to our hearts. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are ashik. But how much durood we read a day? So I mentioned to our brothers that the minimum, at least, if we just do this much, because we are so busy people, so we don't have any time for anything. Allah forgive us. But after every fard salat, we read over 33 times, subhanallah, 33 times, alhamdulillah, and 34 times, Allahu Akbar, minimum this is. And at least read just 10 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 5 times namaz you read, 50 times minimum you have read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, we can increase it. There are many ladies, women folk especially, and men also, who read this durood and salam every single day. They won't go to sleep until they don't read it. So make it our habit. Our object now of the last 10 days of Ramadan is to bring amal in our life. Amal, action. We have too many bayans, whole life, and now we got bayans on the internet and everywhere we got bayans, which is important. But now we need to bring action. Bring amal into our life. Become a zakir, become a shakir, become a tahajjud guzar, become a person who is giving sadaqah, become a person who is kind, compassionate, become a person who got a good akhlaq, become a true ummati of Rasulullah. We bring amal into our lives. Allah will give us a tawfiq, inshallah. The dhikrullah we mentioned already in the past few nights. Just for the benefit of those new brothers, this is ta'aleem and we are showing how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that in solitude, at home, wherever we are, then we should make dhikr as shown to us by our shaykh. Simple, we don't make long zikr here. La ilaha illallah, one tasbih, and Allah, Allah, one tasbih. So, la ilaha illallah, we are negating all the filth that we have in our hearts. Everybody besides Allah. Ghairullah, we are removing from our hearts. We are making nafi. And illallah, ithbat. So, that pretty woman who is troubling you in your life, in other words, you have that illicit relationship with her, and you need to take it out of your heart because you have become infatuated and this is affecting your salah. When you're making sajda, you are thinking of that woman. When you are at work, you are thinking of that woman. When you're going to sleep, you are thinking of that woman. And that woman who has become infatuated with the man, same thing. So we need to take this out because this is haram. This is an illicit relationship. Allah does not like this. So we say la to all this. We have got an anger problem. La to that anger. We've got hasad, pride, whatever it is. La to all these things. Illallah. Bring the marifat of Allah, the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafi al ithbat. Then Allah, Allah, think and ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His loftiness, His azmat, His kibriya, His generosity, His mercy. Everything is saying Allah, Allah with us. Just imagine and picture this. Take the name of Allah in the most beautiful way. Take the name of Allah in a beautiful way. Now because we are making zikr together, so sometimes it happens that we are saying it together. But zikrullah does not have to be said together and in a chorus. We should be making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dhyan. Dhyan means concentration. And if we cannot concentrate too much, no problem. As Gangohi Ramatullah said, even if the person's mind is going here and there and his thoughts are running, but zikrullah has got ta'asir in it. It's got an effect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was returning one expedition, lengthy incident we have mentioned so many times before, he hung his sword on a tree, the enemy came and grabbed the sword, awoken Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may yamna'uka minni, who's going to save you from me now? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, Allah. He took the name of Allah, ismu zat. It is so powerful that the man, the enemy who had the sword in his hand, the sword, he began to tremble and the sword slips out of his hand. This is the power of Allah, the name Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make dhikrullah every single day of our lives.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu, lakal shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, make us to dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist in your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so soothing, so soothing, so soothing, my Allah. Your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the haqiqat of your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, we got tired, my Allah. But you never become tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is holding these brothers from going home besides your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is holding them back, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of them, I don't even know them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them tawfiq, ya Allah. You give all of us tawfiq, my Allah. If you did not give us tawfiq, my Allah, we could have been wasting our night tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, after you, out of your kindness, you have brought us to your house, my Allah. We are your guests, my Allah. You are our host, my Allah. And there can be no better host than you, my Allah. No generous person like you, my Allah. Ya Allah, no generous zat like you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your munificence, your generosity is unlimited by Allah. Your treasures are barpoor by Allah. Your treasures never become exhausted by Allah. Ya Allah, you give and you give and you give and you give. But nothing diminishes from your treasures, by Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, by Allah, we're asking you from those treasures, by Allah. Of your mercies, by Allah. Of your forgiveness, by Allah. Your rosy, by Allah. Bliss and happiness, by Allah. Afiyat, by Allah. Barakah, by Allah. Good health, by Allah. Ya Allah, best of dunya and akhirat, by Allah. Ya Allah, solution to all of our problems, by Allah. Solution to all our difficulties, by Allah. Remedy for all our sicknesses, by Allah. Ya Allah, solution to all our problems, by Allah. We ask you from those treasures of yours, by Allah, to give us from those treasures, by Allah. Fulfill our desires, by Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat, by Allah. Remove our difficulties, by Allah. Ya Allah, but most importantly, ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, by Allah, for forgiveness, by Allah. Ya Allah, emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, the last 10 nights, by Allah, is a time when you emancipate thousands of souls from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, emancipate and free our souls from the fire of Jahannam, by Allah. Don't let it be such, by Allah, that Ramadan will now come to an end, by Allah, and still we are not forgiven, by Allah. Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. Curse be upon that person who sees and observes the month of Ramadan and yet he is not forgiven, by Allah. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. The most wretched, unlucky, unfortunate person is that person who is deprived of your mercies in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, forgive us, by Allah. Ya Allah, have raham upon us, by Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have any voice left, by Allah. Ya Allah, our bodies are paining, by Allah. اے مالک اے کریم اے اللہ ہم تو بہت کمزور ہیں اے اللہ ہم ضعیف ہیں اے اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں اے اللہ یا اللہ you have caught us اے اللہ یا اللہ we have surrendered to you اے اللہ we acknowledge and confess اے اللہ یا اللہ we can't escape from you but towards you اے اللہ یا اللہ you have said ففروا الى اللہ یا اللہ we have run away from you in your disobedience اے اللہ but my Allah, your doors of Tawbah open, my Allah, and we are coming back to you, my Allah, because there is no other person we can turn to, my Allah, besides you, my Allah. We make a ruju to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we coming to you as ta'ibin, munibin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. We tapping at your door tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made a mistake, my Allah. We made many mistakes and blunders, my Allah. We acknowledge and confess, my Allah, that we did wrong, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. Ey Malik, Ey Kareem, tonight forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. And then give us that himmat and courage, my Allah, not to go back to the sins, my Allah, and not to commit any new sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we become overwhelmed and overpowered by nafs and shaitan, my Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need hidayat, guidance. Show us a straight path, my Allah. Show us sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Put us onto sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us waver, my Allah. Don't make us go into any other path, my Allah. Wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'u. Ya Allah, make us follow you, my Allah. Don't make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan. May Allah, when Ramadan will come to an end, ya Allah, the shayateen will no longer be chained, may Allah. They will be released then, may Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan will gang up against us, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us then, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, may Allah. Shaitan is weak, may Allah. Inna kayda shaitani kana dha'ifa. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in your Quran that shaitan is absolutely useless, may Allah. Help us again that useless shaitan, my Allah. He is an avowed enemy to us, my Allah. Protect us from him, my Allah. He is gharoor, my Allah. He deceives us, my Allah. Protect us from his deception, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us fall into the trap of shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us become victims to our nafs, my Allah. Protect us from the onslaught of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah. We cannot become sinless, my Allah. We are not ma'soom, my Allah, like the Anbiya alayhim alayhimu salatu wassalam. But my Allah, you can protect us, my Allah. Don't make us go towards haram. Don't make us become tempted and seduced easily, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that courage, my Allah. Give us that strength, my Allah. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said, Ma'ad Allah, I seek Allah's protection, my Allah. And you came to his rescue, my Allah. And you protected him, my Allah. Ya Allah, like that, give us your protection, my Allah. In whatever scenario we are faced with, my Allah, whatever predicament we are facing, my Allah, that youngster, my Allah, he's in varsity, my Allah. There's so many temptations and challenges for him, my Allah. There's so many challenges for our youngsters, my Allah. You protect them, my Allah. Protect the chastity, my Allah. Protect the chastity of our young sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from becoming, ya Allah, victims of zina, my Allah, and rape, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us fall into zina, my Allah. Don't make us fall, make zina of our eyes, my Allah. Zina of our limbs, my Allah. Help us to protect our private parts, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us cast lustful glances at haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, this has become a scourge of society, my Allah. Oh, ya Allah, the mashayikh have mentioned, if a person can control his gaze in this time and era, he'll become your friend, my Allah. Make us your awliya. Give us that himmat, my Allah. In our working places, my Allah. In our colleges and madrasas and varsities, wherever we are, my Allah, to lower our gaze, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of displaying the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our dealings, ya Allah. Our social conduct, my Allah. Let it be according to Quran and Hadith and Sharia, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only consume halal, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. No matter how tempted it may be, my Allah, and tempting it may be, my Allah. No matter what poverty we may be going through, my Allah. But don't take us towards haram, my Allah. Let not a morsel of haram enter our bellies, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become beguiled by those people, ya Allah, who just lie to us that things are halal when it is haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the ummah sanity, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us aql and shu'ur now, my Allah. Give us ilm and nafi', my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our ulama'i kiram unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Give them jazai khair for the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, our madaris, makatib, different organizations, whatever good work they're doing. Ya Allah, the tabligh jamaat, my Allah. Khankas, the effort they are making, my Allah. Ya Allah, mujahideen are serving in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is doing any good work of deen, grant each person ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. There are so many people tonight who are sitting in this masjid, my Allah. You alone know best what good works they are doing, my Allah. And they are not showing any other person, they are doing it with ikhlas, my Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Give them more and more tawfiq of doing good works, my Allah. Especially those who are helping the ummah, my Allah. In war-torn countries, my Allah. And those masoom children, my Allah. They've got nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, our bellies are full, my Allah. Sylvia, ungrateful. Our children will have new clothes for Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, women folk will have nice clothes for Eid, my Allah. We'll have different type of sweetmeats, my Allah. Variety, my Allah. So much of baking, my Allah. So much of food will be prepared, my Allah. Those masoom children, my Allah. They're running out of the, my Allah, in open field, my Allah. Hardly any tent covering them, my Allah. Whatever clothes that have been sent from different people of the world for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, that's the only thing to cover their bodies, my Allah. So many a child, my Allah, has lost his parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, that child, my Allah. Ya Allah, that incident always makes me cry, my Allah. There are billions of other incidents of the same, my Allah. When the child was Down syndrome, my Allah. On that boat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they come right to the shores of Greece, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, but that boat was sinking, my Allah. Ya Allah, the parent of the child jumped off the boat, my Allah, so that this child could be saved, my Allah. My Allah, when this child came to the shore, my Allah, disorientated, my Allah. This child can't even speak, my Allah. This child who's crying, my Allah. Ya Allah, that brother who I met, my Allah, who embraced this child, my Allah, who hugged this child, my Allah. Ya Allah, he mentioned to me, it took him hours to console and pacify this child. It's got, he had no mother, no father, my Allah. In a strange land, my Allah. In the hands of a stranger, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, all those people who are doing this good work and helping them, my Allah. You bless them from your unseen treasures, my Allah. Bless them, their families, their progeny, my Allah. Grant them barakat, my Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus. Give us tawfiq of assisting such people, my Allah. And helping them in the good work, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, my Allah. Not long ago we had the brother in this masjid. He explained, my Allah. Ya Allah, in one of those countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, in those refugee camps, my Allah. Ya Allah, a 7-year-old girl, she was raped, my Allah. Her izzat was taken. Ya Allah, so many of us, of our sisters, my Allah. The izzat is gone, my Allah. There's nobody to defend them, my Allah. Nobody to protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, your wisdom we cannot understand and comprehend. We can never question you. We have heard tonight, Rida bil qada, Rida bil qada. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, change the conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. It's because of our gunas, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters are suffering, my Allah. Make us shukar guzar servants, my Allah. Don't make us people who have na shukri and complain and complain and complain for everything, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, give us hidayat, my Allah. Guide us, open our eyes that mort is a reality. Qiyamah is a reality. One day we have to leave this world. How long are we going to chase after this dunya, my Allah? Ya Allah, we are just hankering after this dunya. That now, my Allah, we are cheating people in our business transactions, my Allah. Ya Allah, our bellies are being filled with interest, my Allah. Riba transactions, my Allah. We are proud about it, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, give us hidayat, my Allah. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah, you have been, you draw towards you who you wish, my Allah. You guide towards you who turns towards you, my Allah. We are turning towards you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us, draw us towards you, my Allah. Draw us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not asking any other God because there is no God besides you, my Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illa anta, anta al-ahad al-samad, alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Ya Allah, have pity upon us now, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Before Ramadan ends, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our... Ya Allah, those who we promise will make dua for them, my Allah, forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Wherever the ummah is, my Allah, tonight in different parts of the world, Ya Allah, for these days, people are making i'tikaf, Ya Allah, masjid, in the Harameen Sharifin, Masjid al-Aqsa, different parts of the world, my Allah. Small masajid, big masajid, my Allah. Women folk at home, my Allah. Tilawat of the Quran is taking place. Tarawih Salah, people are fasting, my Allah. Overlook our shortcomings and weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, shukr to you, shukr to you, my Allah. You give us iman, my Allah. And you made our forefathers establish masajid, madaris, my Allah. That made the tahaffuz of deen in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our nasal now, my Allah. Protect our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide them, my Allah. Don't make them go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we enjoy talking to you, my Allah. Hey, my Allah, give us the lazzat of communion with you, my Allah. Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u. أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قول كن أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع ما لي سوى فقري إليك وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرع ربابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع. Ya Allah, if you close the doors tonight, my Allah, then whose door can we tap at, my Allah? Open your doors, my Allah. مَا لِي سِوَا قَرْعِي لِبَابِكَ حِيلَةٌ فَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ فَأَيَّ بَابٍ أَقْرَعُ إِنْ كَانَ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِنٌ فَالْمُذْنِبُ الْعَاصِ إِلَى مَنْ يَرْجِعُ. Ya Allah, if only the pious people have hopes in you, my Allah, then weak people and sinners like myself, where do we go then, my Allah? حاشا لجودك أن تقنط عاصيا فالفضل أجزل والمواهب أوسع. It is impossible, my Allah, that you will make a sinful person become despondent, my Allah.
Because in tonight's Tarawih we read and we heard, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, you said, oh my beloved servants who have wronged, who have transgressed, who have disobeyed, do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is most forgiving, most merciful. Hey, Malik Kareem, my Allah, give us your muhabbat now, my Allah. Make us die in the condition that we have your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Just before tonight's program, the brother came, my Allah. He said his mother has got multiple strokes, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant her shifa, my Allah. All those who are sick, my Allah. All those who requested duas on behalf of the sick family members and friends. And even those people who are seated here tonight and they've got people at home, friends, ya Allah, who are sick in hospital, wherever, my Allah, whoever it is, my Allah. Ya Allah, I've raised my hands. These brothers have raised their hands, my Allah. We ask you by your ismi azam, asma'ul husna, my Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, our doctors are making effort, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them jazai khair, my Allah. Make shifa in their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh, ya Allah, all those who requested duas, answer all the jais murad, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the remaining days full of barakat, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
One sadda to be made. At least two rakat tahajjud before we leave, inshallah.